What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Video Game Bang, Sacramento's number one geek and gaming podcast, as voted on by the good people over at Podcast Quarterly. Tonight we have a fantastic show for you guys. We'll start off with the cast. We have Emma Skies.
Hello.
Corey Vincent.
Hey!
Chris Fisher.
That's right.
We are brought to you by Energy Esports, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Vast GG, and Mainframe USA. Tonight's web talk, because it is a Saturday, it's a weekend episode, so tonight's web talk is going to be all about E3, but first I have to tell you guys that I played ping pong today. Have you guys ever played ping pong? Not on the
no,
Wii.
No, in my whole life I've never played
ping pong. Not Wii, Emma.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been known to ping the pong.
Gross, not the same thing. Have you guys, are you guys good?
No.
Yeah, neither am I. I lost 21-9.
I didn't even know the game goes to 21.
That's the end. That's the reach. You have to hit 21. I scored one when my opponent was at 13.
Okay.
Oh snap! I'm on the board, sucker.
You're in a drought. Jeez.
Once I hit six and he was at 15, I was like, I'm closing in. I got single digit difference between us.
That sounded like me and Curtis playing some NBA 2K last night.
Yeah, kind of was. Except for when we were up.
Yeah, we went up once.
Yeah.
Lost. Yeah, we were throwing down.
Yeah, but that table tennis though.
We kind of messed up last week and there was no new podcast. But I appreciate the people who DM us with their concerns. I thought I'd read one. This one came on Instagram. Experimental Render Tactics is the guy's name.
Okay.
Super sweet. He was like, hey bro, love the podcast. I wanted to ask where the latest web talk is and listen on Spotify. There's nothing after the episode of Norman Fetus. Have fun on your camping trip. Wow.
Who's camping?
I'm going camping. I must have mentioned it on the show.
Oh.
Yeah. What a gentleman. I appreciate it.
We're all okay. We're alive.
Yeah. And that's what we appreciate, fans interacting with us on social media.
We do. What happened was the intern messed up the posting of the yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Damon is fired. He does not make a good intern.
No.
E3, everybody. So yeah. We're going to talk about E3. We're going to talk about EA Play. And we got the first set of press conferences started on Thursday, right?
Yeah. It was really just the Stadia one on Thursday. Stadia and Destiny 2, but does anybody give a fuck?
And Stadia, we need to talk
Stadia,
about.
Stadia, but does anybody give a fuck about Destiny 2?
Destiny 2, they're just, you know what?
And we only care about Stadia because it's new.
Their announcement was big. But is E3 now starting on Thursday? Like, or are they trying to get ahead of the game? And
I don't know.
That
was weird because usually the press conferences are Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and the E3 convention is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They, for some reason, wanted to stand up. Maybe they didn't want to have to compete with, like, other announcements where they're like, we're going to announce that Destiny 2 is free to play, but,
don't jump ahead, Emma. Spoilers.
Apex Legends had their big-ass announcement. No, they didn't.
Spoilers.
6 hours ago. Yeah, no. E3's off to a great start.
Yeah. I mean, PlayStation's not there this year, so there's still hope.
I guess that probably would have been the Saturday thing.
Yeah, probably would have been the Saturday thing. So Stadia, let's start with Stadia coming out. They came out on Thursday with their big announcement. Announcement. We got more information, which I was actually excited for this because I was curious. I had a lot of questions, and most of my questions were answered. We got pricing. We got details on how the games are going to work. We got some more specs. We got a release date. An initial release date. We got packages, so we know there's going to be a free option, which is pretty cool.
I mean, it's free. You still have to buy games.
You still have to buy games, right? So
and even if you have the not free option, you still have to buy games.
Can you just like things, Emma?
I'm just saying, like,
just let people like things.
The word "free" doesn't mean what Google thinks it means.
No, okay. We started talking about this before the show, and I had to put a stop to it because this is good content. So
is it?
It is, because you likened it to Xbox Game Pass, right?
It's like when you say, okay, so I have Game Pass and I pay $10 a month for Game Pass, and I say, like, I download, let's say, Tomb Raider, and I'm like, I get Tomb Raider for free on Game Pass. That's not what that means. I'm not getting Tomb Raider for free. I'm paying for it. I'm just paying for the service.
How many?
It's not free.
No, hang on. How many games have you downloaded on Game Pass?
A fair few. But none of them were free.
No.
None of them were free.
I need a number. Because my argument is crucial to a number.
Let's say 7.
Let's say 7. Okay, so that's $70. So you paid full price for one game, got 7 games, and now you've already paid the same amount for one game. So all the other games that you've
that means it's cheaper. That doesn't mean it's free.
It is free because you've basically.
And also, I don't own the game. I only have the game as long as I have the service. As long as I continue to pay for that service.
Corey, don't cut my legs off.
I was just gonna say that was the point I was gonna make.
Access to these games.
Okay,
it doesn't
Xbox.
Mean they're free.
Xbox Live. Yeah. You get free games.
No, well, yes, because you're not. Well, no.
Xbox Live is actually a much better thing, but actually they changed that as well. I would have argued to your point on the Xbox 360 because back then when you got the game, you kept it.
Right.
So if you lapsed on your gold, it was gone. In the new one on Xbox One, once your Xbox Gold goes away, those games go away.
And if you have Xbox Silver, you can't get those games.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have
Xbox
to pay.
Silver.
That's Xbox's online that's free.
It's a thing.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, because you have to be able to access like the marketplace and stuff like that. Like you have to have an online account.
They're not very proud of it. Actually, do they even in the marketing call it Silver?
I don't remember
if that's what they call it.
You just dropped an old school because I think that was like old Xbox.
Yeah,
so I'm on Silver, so I could talk to you, but I can't play.
Like you can send messages, and you can access the marketplace, and you can do all the things except play online. So if you had an Xbox Silver account, you can't get those games, because those games aren't free, because you have to pay for gold.
Okay, so Stadia came out on Thursday with their announcements, and...
Baldur's Gate 3, everybody. That's what we've all been waiting for.
Baldur's Gate 3. You know who was really excited about that? Mm-hmm. I can't tell if it's sarcasm or not, but Aaron.
Yeah?
He was very excited about that.
Fair enough.
It was over text. I don't know if it's sarcasm, but...
What's funny is that, like, with any game that came out in 10 years ago, 20 years ago, there's going to be some guy who's like, fuck yeah, I've been waiting for that.
Hell yeah!
That game changed my life, bro! Baldur's Gate 3 is back, bitch! You know, so I'm sure there's
That's what
be,
he said, too. It was really
yeah,
weird.
There's going to be a few wackos out there who are excited about, you know.
So, in addition to Baldur's Gate 3, we also got the announcement for pricing. So, let's talk about that. So, they have a free package where it's legitimately free, Emma. Don't pay anything.
It is. Okay. The service is free.
She's looking at me, so I just wanted to make sure.
The service is free.
You get 1080p streaming with 60 frames per second, which
If
your internet can handle that.
Which we'll get into.
I wasn't even paying attention to the internet.
I got it.
I have 1 gig fiber. I don't
brag about it.
Jeez.
Yeah. God, 1%er over here.
What yeah.
1%er.
Leftist elite.
Me and Donald Trump.
He doesn't know what the internet is.
He doesn't even know about the moon in relationship to
it's
Mars.
It's part of Mars, okay?
Okay, we can't talk about that because that's going to be a whole other
thing. Of which the moon is a part.
So you get 1080 with 60 frames per second, which I think that's plenty. I mean, I don't have 4K anything, so for me, I don't even care about the 4K specs. If you pay $10 a month for the pro service, you get the 4K and what was it, 120 frames per second?
No,
I think it's still 60.
No, it's 4K at 60.
4K at 60?
They're eventually planning on being able to get up to 8K 120, but right now they're capped at 4K 60.
4K 60. And then it gives you a slew of other perks, doesn't it, being a pro?
Of not free games, yes.
You get some games that you don't have to pay for. That you've
but
paid
you
for because
for
of the membership, Emma. God, that's gonna be a theme throughout this. I could tell.
So it was Destiny 2 as a free game.
Destiny 2 is one of them. Destiny 2 in itself had its own big thing on Thursday, and we'll kind of like wrap that together. But we had Baldur's Gate. We had a few other games that were announced, and then you get it's coming in 2020. But if you do the Founders Pack. Starting in November, you get it's $130, and you get a controller, a Stadia controller. You get a
it was like a special edition.
It was special edition,
yeah,
you're right.
Edition.
Something blue.
Midnight Blue edition. You get a high end Chromecast that's capable of 4K.
Get the Chromecast Ultra. You
get 3 months of Pro.
Okay.
You get 3 months of pro for you and 3 months of
friend.
Pro for
you're
a friend.
You're jumping
ahead,
Emma.
You didn't say it was for you. You just cut it off there. I just wanted to make sure that we had all the information available. I'm just
cut it off because you started talking.
There you go. I'm just going to leave the
you
the
leave,
right
it, you gotta leave it there for me?
Right
okay,
there.
Cool. You get 3 months of pro for you and a friend.
And a friend. I'm not that friend. If you're listening to this, David's not giving his Stadia Pro to me.
I might.
Are you going to get the Stadia Pro?
I'm leaning towards it.
Don't do it. Why?
I don't know.
You own a PlayStation.
Just
you
for
own
the sheer
a PC.
Convenience.
What convenience?
I sit on my couch and sit there and play whatever I want.
Like you do on your
for
PlayStation?
For free, Emma.
For free.
No, not for free. For $130.
This brought up a point that I think we should just kind of dive into real quick because Emma brought it up before. Like, who is this for?
Who the fuck is this for?
You kind of placed it like there's no real market. I like the way you worded it.
Well, because I can't take credit for it because I was watching Inside Gaming's coverage of this and they brought it up a lot. They're like, who is this for? Is it for the person that can't afford a console but can afford $130 for the Founders Edition and also happens to afford high-speed internet with no data caps? Or is it for the hardcore gamer who already has a console and or a PC and can play all these games on something they already have much easier?
Okay, but that's initially.
Where's the niche for this?
Look, that's initially. Let's fast forward to 2020 when it's 100% released out and you have people who can use whatever controller they want. They could stream it. They could stream the games on anything that can run Chrome. And
right, but who and why?
Because so this is for people, and from what I understand, and I could be wrong, but from what I understand, to do the free one, the 1080p with 60 frames per second, you don't need super good internet. You don't need fiber gig internet.
Right.
You just need decent internet.
Yeah, they said with 10 megabytes per second connection, you can get up to 720p.
And that's like average.
Which is okay.
I think that's what the majority of people would have, if not more.
Yeah, and with you can get up to 4K if you have 35 megabits per second.
So you're somebody who goes and to like go to GameStop, you get a used Xbox controller.
Speaking of that, nobody's going to GameStop anymore.
Okay, but the point is
stock dropped 40% on Wednesday.
Dude, yeah, I saw that.
You go get a used Xbox controller from the purchasing location of your choice.
Amazon, most likely.
Amazon. Jesus fucking Christ.
The drone's going to deliver it to
you. We go, you plug it into your PC. You know, you don't have a high-end PC, but you have a laptop that you play, you have for school. Open up Chrome and you're playing Destiny 2. You know what I mean? Like, it's for the people who don't have the money to get into gaming, but they still can have access to gaming with minimal requirements.
But then that person spending $130 plus a subscription, though.
No, that's the thing. I'm talking about 2020 when you don't have to spend $130. It's free. You just have to buy the game.
Okay.
And they buy the game. They pay, $60 for a game, or they play the free games that are available, because I'm sure there's going to be some free games that are just going to be, whatever.
So why doesn't someone just, get the game off Steam?
If their PC
because your
can't
computer
handle
can't
it.
Handle it.
So yeah, so that's the thing here. That's right. The big monkey wrench is that if you get it on Steam, let's say.
The downside of that, and this is another thing that they were talking about in the Inside Gaming coverage, is that at this point you are giving all of your money to one company and getting nothing in return. So like right now we give say you have an Xbox and you're an Xbox gamer, you give all your money to Microsoft, but you own an Xbox,
mm-hmm.
and you own that hard drive, and you own, if you have physical games, you own those games. At this point, you're giving all of your money to Google, and you have nothing to show for it. You have there's no console, there's no hard drive, there's no game. Like, Google owns everything. They own all that data. And you're giving them all of your data, everything about you, every single input that you put into that goes straight to Google.
I think that's gonna be the issue as we get more and more into cloud gaming. That's going to be the thing that we're going to have to kind of come to terms with. And I think it's similar to the argument that was made when we started doing digital downloads. Mm-hmm. Like, you're paying money for, for what? For a file.
I'm just getting over that. I'm just getting over the need to constantly have physical games.
I remember we've had this conversation a lot.
I still feel like...
Yeah, you're still getting, shaken over here.
I still want my
game. She is shook it.
Because at the end of the day, you're putting all your investment and money into not a physical thing that's always mine. I'll always be able to put this into my console and play it.
Exactly.
But if Microsoft, goes out of business, gets blown up, whatever, they just decide, hey, pull the plug. We've done too much video games.
But
your stuff's gone.
Exactly.
If I put my money in the bank, I can't hold it. But if it's in my mattress, I know what's right there, and exactly. I own that money. That's my money. Yes. That's the bank's.
That's
money.
Why all my money is buried in the backyard. Very quickly, Emma. I bury all my valuables in the backyard. That's exactly why.
In a way, it's similar to leasing a car.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, not, but at the when you stop paying, you got to give that car back.
And they like, cost the same.
It's the same thing with the game. Here,
like yeah. when you lease, there's incentive because I'm paying like $5 a month, you know, and I don't have to take care of it or whatever. But when you own it, you have to pay.
What kind of lease are you doing? $5 a month?
I've never had a leased
game. That's abundantly clear.
I wish it was $5 a month.
No, but it's cheaper, you know, and you know, there's less to worry about. When you own it, you have to spend a bunch of money up front. You know, you're stuck in this loan for 7 years, and if it fucks up, you're on the line for it.
Yeah, I mean, so it's funny because, you know, talking, that's kind of a bit of the thing. Like, the two things that they're up against is people wrapping their mind around the concept of not having a console and not having something physical, or at least something installed on your physical device.
Right.
You know, some sort of physical thing. And then the other thing is, yeah, like, you know, renting it. And it's funny, recently when I got my Switch, you know, I was like, when should I get a cartridge and when should something be a download?
Yeah.
And the key thing that rang in my mind is resale value. Mm-hmm. So a right. game like Mario Kart, that's always popular, I was like, I'll get that on cartridge. So that way when I'm done with the Switch, or if I get that fed up with the game, which probably never will, but you know, at least when I go to sell my Switch, I can get money back for that game. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about something, you know, that isn't as popular. There was like some indie game, you know, I paid like $7 for. I'm like, well, this isn't going to have much resale value anyway. At the end of it, it's just something that I enjoy and only paid $7 for it. So I'm cool with that just being a download. And then I flip flop between the inconvenience of having to load up that Mario Kart cartridge.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get a return later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then, you know, just being able to throw on the indie game, whatever. So I think that might be something for people to consider. Honestly, as convenient as this is, when you look at human behavior and what humans gravitate towards, humans like things that are familiar, and humans do not like things that are unfamiliar.
I don't like change.
Nope.
I want everything to stay the same.
Right. Yeah. When the only constant technology in life is change. Me. Right. So I think this is, and I'm looking at the track record for Google. Google is good at things being free, or sometimes actually free. You know,
I also got a track record for failed tech. Looking at you, Google Glass.
And that's what I was going to get to.
I don't know if one thing is a record. That's a blip in there.
That's a big fail.
That's a blip on their
a large
radar.
Blip.
Yeah, well, that's not the only thing. And as much press as they put around that, not to mention like the Pixels are taken off. But earlier on when they bought Motorola, so many of those phones failed and whatnot.
Well, look how long it took for the Android OS to really take off and be a viable competitor to iOS. Or even at the time, you saw BlackBerry going on.
Sure.
You saw BlackBerry OS. Yeah. Windows was still a thing.
Yeah, Windows was still a thing. So Google is good at, you know, putting something out and putting a lot of money behind it and kind of not following through. And I'll even give them that sometimes they're just a little too far ahead of the curve. And I think that's a bit of the Silicon Valley thing anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Like, not so many of the projects that happen out in Silicon Valley aren't necessarily for them to be successful. It's really for clout. Hey, we were the first person to say that we successfully brought this to market, even though we were also the first people to fail at it.
Well, that and like... Another important thing I think to realize here is that Google's trying to break into gaming, and being able to break into cloud gaming allows them to bypass having to catch up to companies like Microsoft and Sony, because they don't have to catch up to the people that have been making consoles and games for decades,
right?
Because they're all getting into cloud gaming at the same time.
Yeah.
So Google doesn't have to play catch up with these companies that are already dominating the marketplace.
They're going to end up having to play catch up with Google.
Yes. I got a question. So just to be 100% confirmed, a game comes out, Watch Dogs 3,
mm-hmm.
and I buy it on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot play it on the Stadia. Is that correct?
Correct.
I have to buy it through the Stadia marketplace.
Yes. Also, any game that you already own, you cannot play on Stadia. You have to rebuy it if you want the convenience of playing it.
So they're really legitimately kind of separating themselves. They're kind of almost being counterproductive to where everything else is going, because like, you see Microsoft, their big thing, if we want to play like take a shot every time you hear this, my prediction is going to be crossplay.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Microsoft is really going to be touting that.
Yeah, it's going to be available on the PC And I think they're going to – before, E3 wasn't really felt like PC focused. It was all about the consoles, right? And yeah. So you were only carrying Xbox exclusive. And then you'd always have people like, what about PC? And they'd answer that later.
They have like a PC gamer thing that was like yeah. separate, its own thing.
So I think they're like, maybe even from Microsoft, it'll feel like, hey, there's this brand new thing people are doing. And guess what? They're playing on their PCs, everybody. And they want to play with you, right. you know? And we're like, we've been here, motherfucker. Like, we're going to wreck your servers.
Right.
I think that's the thing too, because like, I know for us, we're familiar with like Shadow PC.
Yeah,
it's a cloud gaming PC, and it is basically you dial into a server, and you have a high-end gaming PC at your fingertips. The difference is that it's a gaming PC, so anything that you have on Steam, on Blizzard, on anything, you download those clients, you re-download them on there, you don't have to pay for them.
Yeah.
What right. we're talking about with Stadia is not a cloud gaming PC, it's a cloud console. So just as if you had, you know, I'm going to say Destiny because that's the next thing that we're going to talk about. We had Destiny 2 on Xbox, and then you go out and you buy a PlayStation, you have to buy it again on the PlayStation. You know, so that's the way to think about it, is that it's not a gaming PC for people. It's a gaming console in the cloud for people to access.
The benefit to that, though, is it's like it's kind of the Apple thing. Like, they're going to be completely in control of only games from their marketplace that they've tested and approved to work with their controller.
Right.
It's going to minimize lag. So it might actually feel more like, you know, you're playing on an actual console 100%. And getting, you know, less stuff. So you're just exchanging your freedom and, you know, and ingenuity of that goes into troubleshooting that goes into things to make it just like cloud gaming, Apple version.
Anybody but there's already like it. Basically no, like, there's not a lot you need to, that needs to be intuited to play on a console. You plug it in and you turn it on most of the time, 99% of the time, it just works. You don't have to do anything about it.
Right.
And that's like the draw of it over the PC.
Yeah.
And I guess at this point they're going to sell it as like it's even easier than a console. I'm like, if you can't operate a console, you can't play a game.
Yeah,
like,
but also
I'm going to put my foot down on that one right now. If you can't operate a console.
I wouldn't even say that that's what they're going to be doing. It's not going to be about it's going to be the convenience of being able to play anywhere, and it's way cheaper than a console.
I take offense to that, Emma.
In the short term.
Consoles are actually really hard to use these days.
Like, it's going to add up. I mean, I guess I'm only thinking if you're using the pro. If you're using the pro service, like, that $10 a month, that's going to add up. And at the end of that, like, you're like, after a couple years, like, I could have bought a fucking Xbox and all these games, and I would have it in my hand, but now I have Google Stadia, and if I stop paying this, I don't have anything anymore.
Okay, so but how much is Xbox Gold?
$60 a year.
Okay. So $5 a month?
Yeah, $5 a month.
Still, that adds up, too.
It does. But you don't need that.
Yeah, you kind of do.
If you want to have fun. If you want to play with friends, you need Xbox Gold. If you want to play with friends on Steam.
If you want to play with friends online.
And it wasn't even too long ago where you needed gold to use Netflix and shit.
Like, true.
That was the worst.
It was only a year or two that we've got that.
That was very recent, yeah. I think that's the thing that, like, for us is going to be the hard thing to wrap around, the idea of you're paying for nothing. But I think, you know, young gamers, you know, in 5-10 years, this is gonna be the norm. It's not, they're not even gonna really think about that.
To me, it's like renting versus owning. Like, renting an apartment is super annoying because you're putting all this money in month after month after month after month, and you have nothing to show for it. Like, you don't get to stay in that place. Like, you're never gonna reach a point where you've paid enough that you own it now. And it's like that with it's like renting a console, which is super annoying.
Which is the way that pretty much all things are going. Like, we kind of see the trends in services being about convenience.
Mm-hmm.
We can get food delivered to our homes, and we don't have to buy movies. We could just have Netflix. You know, we've kind of been progressively going in that way. I think it's the whole thing still lingers of like, I don't have something physical, but what you have to show for it is like the immediacy, like what's in the moment. You have access to the service. So access to the service is what you're paying for, and since nothing is physically being manufactured or printed, having to be shipped, which we know how prices go up for things having to be shipped all over the place and whatnot. So you start taking those things away, and then the manufacturer or the developer or whatever, then they can start cutting away from cost. And then now we're not paying for things up front. We're paying as we go. And more people have the ability to pay as you go, as opposed to front money, because mm-hmm. you know, we're Americans and we don't know how to save money, especially our generation. So the services are changing. They are changing with the times. Well, at least we can say that.
Yeah. Chat had some cool stuff to say about it. So Ruru2 says Stadia is the future. The internet is what needs to catch up.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like. You need 35 to do it at 4K. But like, I know who's going to stream at 4K? And then that over Wi-Fi, I just don't see that happening out the gate. Like, you're going to have the ideal circumstances.
Well,
On
Live was a cloud gaming company years ago, and they were way ahead of the curve. And the idea was, like, if you came out 10 years later, you would have been fine. But it's 10 years later, and the internet really hasn't caught up.
I think it has. 10 years ago, nobody,
it
except
for
me.
It has for us. If you live in the Midwest, you're fucked.
No, that's very true. But...
And it only just caught up for me.
Well, the circulation of the internet and accessibility to internet has grown. But really where the problem lies is the content. As resolutions increase, mm-hmm. file sizes increase, compression, middle out, is working as well as it can be expected. But if the more resolution we want, the more bits we want, the finer we want things to look. And then especially you add in frames, 30 frames, which is, you know, like normal YouTube video, which we're all pretty used to. Then you think about, and then you double that, 60 mm-hmm. frames. And you're literally, just that alone is adding towards doubling the file size. Now you got to send that to homeboy in Omaha who just signed up for Stadia. You know what I mean?
You know who's really salivating right now is the ISPs.
Yep.
ISPs got to be just licking their lips, because this article about just how much bandwidth this thing can actually eat, it says a Google Stadia could slurp up 1 terabyte of data in 65 hours of streaming at 4K.
I bet we'll see is Google expanding their own ISP, their own Google Fiber, and saying that if you have our service, Google Stadia will not count towards your data cap.
Oh, I'm in at that point.
But we don't have Google Fiber.
Well, once they expand it,
we can't get it.
Yeah, yet.
It's coming.
It's been coming for like 7 years.
So, okay.
And again,
so
that's us in California.
Before we move on from this, it's just a quick round, you know, round table of who's going to get Stadia. Who's going to do Stadia?
No.
No, Emma? No.
I'm intrigued.
I own a PC, an Xbox, a PlayStation. I don't, like, I have every reason not to have a Stadia.
I'm intrigued based off of, like, any kind of trial periods.
Yeah.
So if anybody listens to this, gets it, and doesn't have any friends, I will totally be your friend to get a free month or how many? Three months?
3 months.
3 months of this, because I just want to try it and test it out and just see if it's as good as they say it is. The controller and the technology is fascinating. I don't think this is going to be the one that does it. I think Microsoft is probably going to end up taking this with their PlayStation deal, but...
And we didn't cover it, but the controller is $70. They did announce that. The Stadia controller itself. You don't have to Stadia controller.
That's, yeah.
But it's going to lower your latency.
For what the controller does, it's not too bad, because the controller isn't going to be connecting to your Chromecast or to your computer. It's connecting directly
to the server,
to limit the latency. And then you have, we already covered, you know, the extra buttons are on it. So when you break down that Founders Pack into what you're getting, $130 is not really that bad if you're planning on getting it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, usually a controller comes with the console, but I mean, it's only $10 more than what a PlayStation 4 controller is sold for at market value. They haven't even shown me, like, actual gameplay. So as of right now, hell no, I'm not giving them anything. All they've told me is, you know, sweet nothings in my ear. Right. They haven't even shown it working.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Didn't they show gameplay at GDC?
I thought they did.
It was at GDC, but like it was on hotel Wi-Fi, and so people, it had mixed reviews.
Well, and then we didn't say this, but the games that they announced that are confirmed for Stadia are obviously Destiny 2.
Yeah.
They talk about Mortal Kombat 11, the new Ghost Recon Breakpoint, Division 2, Borderlands 3 will be available at launch, the new Darksiders game, a new Power Rangers game for some reason.
Oh, the fighting game?
Yeah, the new fighting.
Battle for the Grid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Something called Guilt from the developers who made Rhyme, and something called Get Packed.
Are any of these exclusives?
No.
They ain't nobody's like that yet.
Google ain't throwing that much money at anybody. And then Rockstar is confirmed as working with Stadia as one
a
of their
developer.
Like, Stadia devs.
I think I'm more than likely going to get Stadia. I'm leaning towards the thought process of getting the Founders Pack?
No. Yeah. Oh my God, no. Don't do this.
No, because here's the thing though. Here's why I'm justifying it. Because
I have a lot of money. And I like to waste some of it occasionally.
Disposable income.
I like to do me sometimes, Emma. Treat yourself.
I don't need to know about that. No. That's your time. Yeah. Wow.
It took you a while to catch that one.
You're a dope person. Not that close. You're a dope person.
Don't know you like that.
Here's the thing. If I do Stadia, I'd probably want to get the controller anyway. Because the controller, I think, is going to... I don't think it's going to make or break the experience, but I think it's going to kind of make things a lot easier, similar to the Pro Controller for the Nintendo Switch. You don't need to have it, but it does feel a lot better to play most games with the Pro Controller.
Okay, so that puts you at $70.
So that puts me at $70. I was thinking about getting a Chromecast anyway to replace a Blu-ray player in my bedroom. So
I don't actually know what that costs. Give me a second.
It's like anywhere from 30. This one is more than 30. This one's probably closer to 40 or 50. But $30-$35 for a Chromecast.
$70.
For this one?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're at 140.
I'm at 140.
So you've already
And then you get 3 months of the
or 60, whatever.
3 months of the Pro package.
Yeah, yeah.
So then there's another 30. Mm-hmm. So how much are we at right now?
So you're basically paying full price for the controller and the Chromecast Ultra, and then you're getting 3 months of the
thing for free.
The thing at no extra cost.
Right. So things I would be buying anyway, I'm getting a slight discount on.
Like, why?
I think that's kind of... I think I agree with Emma here. But you didn't address the main thing. Like, why not just not spend that money and buy that game on stuff you already have? Because like, your PC... I know your PC.
My PC can handle it.
Your PlayStation is also not hooked up where you play it at your couch.
Right. My PlayStation, my Xbox is all hooked up.
I forgot you have an Xbox. Too. You have everything.
He already has everything.
Why not have this too then? My PC, my Xbox, my
PlayStation.
It's all hooked up to my PC for streaming. I don't have anything that I could play really on the couch. I have my Switch, but I don't really have any games on my Switch anyway. So
get an HDMI.
I'm worried about David here. I think we need to get him that test for gaming addiction.
Well, I mean,
he just has to have it all.
Here's the big thing of it. I love new technology.
That's fair.
Honestly, I there already knew that was your answer
so,
before we even started
for
talking.
For me, I'm like, okay, this is new. This is cool. I could totally see this taking off. I'm not as big of a old man yelling at the cloud as Emma is, where I'm like, yeah, I'm giving you money. I don't really have anything, but it's Google. What could go wrong?
I get it.
Okay.
Emma has
the Stark market. The Stark market could crash, everybody.
Emma hasn't really discovered disposable income yet.
That's very true.
She looks at the world differently.
It's me and my peanut butter sandwiches. So the money I'm saving on not eating real food, I could put towards Google Stadia.
There you go.
I'll say this. It's not that I would never get anything like Google Stadia, but I like new tech when I really see that it's a necessity. So for me, I want to see the trial period. I want to see someone else be the guinea pig before I give them money. That's my only thing. But I'm not saying I would never get something like Google
Stadia. I'm not going to be one of the early adopters.
So I'm
right,
not.
That's all.
I'm not saying in November when it's like boom, you could get the Founders Pack. I'm going to go and buy it. I'm going to maybe wait until December. Maybe I'm going to ask for it for a birthday or Christmas present. It's had some time and there's some reviews and I could go. You know what? Actually, I'm going to hold off. So I'm not like locked in, but it's a 70-30 chance that I'm getting it. Moving slightly on, but still in the realm of Stadia, because this was announced kind of with it slash right after Destiny 2. Bungie made an announcement. They announced that they are officially away from Activision. They are their own. They're living their best life. They're on their own, and part of that being on their own is that Destiny 2 is going free to play.
Okay.
It's going to free to play model where you could get vanilla Destiny 2 for free and play it.
Okay.
And then if you want the expansions, you buy the expansions.
This is the game. Keep in mind, don't let them, you know, market this as being the second coming. This is the game they were trying to give away. Remember,
no, I have three copies.
100%. Yeah, Emma 100%. Has three copies. Best Buy, you couldn't walk in there and they'd be trying to shove it down your throat.
They handed you the Sunday ad, yeah, and a copy of Destiny rolled up into it. They would hide it from you too because they, yeah, knew you didn't want it.
You touched it. It's yours now.
Yep, yeah, it's yours.
No take backs.
No take backs.
You reserved,
sorry,
any game. Here's Destiny.
Here's Destiny. Here's too. Destiny. I didn't reserve. That's fine. They also announced their new big expansion for the game, Shadowkeep, which they're doing something a little bit different. It's been a long time since I played Destiny, so I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure in the past, in order to play the new DLC, you had to have played the previous DLC.
This was one of the biggest complaints I heard, or the biggest potential complaints I heard about Destiny going free-to-play, and in that when you make new DLCs now, they may not be connected. There may not be an overarching story because you can't count on everybody playing your game for free having played the preceding games.
100%. I completely see that, and it's going the route of more like my coworker likened it to Warframe. There's like a loose overarching story, but the DLCs are not overarching stories, so you could skip which DLC you want to buy.
Yeah.
So for hardcore Destiny fans, that's probably going to be an issue.
And there are a few of them, I've been told.
Mm-hmm. They exist. They all work at Dell.
I know
a couple,
and I don't understand why.
Destiny 2 Shadowkeep is going to be the beginning of where you no longer have to play the previous DLC to play Shadowkeep. So you could be a vanilla Destiny 2 player playing for free, get Shadowkeep, and play that with your friends without having to worry about, you know, having played Forsaken or any of the other mini DLCs that we've had.
What are they? So what's the monetization here? Because that's always been my issue with free-to-play Destiny anyways, is that, you know, usually you can play for free, but not having access to the DLC gives you pretty much nothing to do. Like, they would lock off. You can't even wear the same armor that other people could wear. And even in other games where there's free versions, usually you can, but you just pay to get the extra content.
If I understood it correctly, that's changing to more like how other games do it, to where, like, you could wear the same armor as somebody else, even if you don't have that DLC. You didn't play that DLC campaign.
But you could play all the story modes and everything?
You could play the story modes, but you don't have content to the story modes for that DLC. You know what I mean?
See, it's the same. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, but it's just going for, you don't have to buy the
they're
vanilla.
Muddying the water.
Fighting tooth and nail, yeah, to keep this game alive.
They just need to, you know, really start focusing on Destiny 3 or maybe something new. You know, I don't know.
I'm curious to see how, now that they're not tied to Activision, I'm curious to see how they're going to how this is going to work out for them.
They can blame Activision all they want for this, that, or the other thing, but I think at the end of the day, we'll see.
Now that they're on their own, we'll, like, see. You can't blame Activision when shit goes wrong now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm by no means am I preaching, hey, let's all go play Destiny again. But
on your Stadia.
It's curious.
Yeah. On your Stadia.
So, okay.
Twitch clip that, so in 6 months when David's trying to get out, when he literally says, hey, guys, we should all be playing Destiny.
Well, you can take your Destiny 2 off of, do you have Destiny 2?
I have Destiny 2 on my PlayStation.
Do you have, like, a character saved?
Yeah, I do.
He does.
You can take it to your Stadia.
Oh.
You can now cross-save your character from whether it's on PC, whether it's on Xbox, whether it's on Stadia. And, okay, so I've heard mixed things. Some people are saying PS4. Some people are saying not PS4. But that's an option as well.
I heard that PlayStation acquiesced after the announcement was made.
Oh,
can't. I will neither confirm nor deny.
So
this is just what I've heard.
So that's cool too. Also, tying it back into Stadia, the Destiny 2 vanilla and all of the DLCs leading up to Shadowkeep are going to be included in the Founders Pack
for free.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's something else that you get, Emma.
Free?
No.
Free. You're paying Emma for the Founders Pack, which happens to come.
Thank you,
Destiny.
Bungie. Oh my God, you're so Emma, different now. See, it already... was Activision. Now they're not with them. Now they're still
no,
ripping
up. No, that doesn't mean it's free. It means it's cheaper.
Now they're giving us everything for free.
Your math against you. We already concluded the controller is $70. The Chromecast is $70.
On its own.
On its own, $140. This founder pack is $130.
That means it's cheaper, so not free.
You've already paid. You're paying for the controller, and you're paying for the Chromecast. Then you get 3 months for free and Destiny 2
for
free.
Or I could say that you're getting Destiny 2, or you're paying for Destiny 2, and you're paying for 6 months, essentially, of the other thing, and you're getting the Chromecast for free. No, you're not. You're paying for all of it.
You're getting a discount on everything.
You're getting a discount. Yeah,
it's a more affordable. It is cheaper. It is not free. I'm going to knock that water bottle out your mouth.
Say no to Weebs says $140 for free games. PogChamp.
Well, we got a live one in chat. Eltero13 says I've pre-ordered the Stadia.
Well, let's go.
Right. See, I think it's going to be something.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay, so this is getting to be way more heated than I anticipated.
I think we can move on. We have some other E3.
Let's move on to today's E3, which was only EA, really. Like, Nintendo did some shit, but it was really only EA.
Can we start calling it E3T?
No.
Okay.
No, we cannot.
I tried.
No. So EA Play was today. It started at 9:15 in the morning, which sucked because I went to bed at 3:30 in the morning last night, but whatever.
It would be a normal human and go to bed at normal hours.
Sounds like a you thing.
I lost track of time.
Sounds like a you problem.
I'm just saying, Game Over Greggy was real hyper at 9 in the morning, and I couldn't handle it.
That's him. Like, if
he
you're,
was real
if,
loud.
I love Greg Miller. You watch his.
He was so excited to be there.
Yeah, he's from like, Kinda Funny Games.
I wish I could be like
he
that.
He was like from IGN, and he was giving them 110% at like 6 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah.
So EA Play showed us this year, they started for some reason with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Should have closed with that. So they started with Star Wars. They went into Apex Legends, Battlefield 5, FIFA 20, Madden 20, and The Sims 4.
Holy crap. All right, let's skip everything. Let's go straight to FIFA 20. What's new in FIFA 20, Emma?
It's FIFA 19.
What?
Anyway, we'll get there. So we started with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which was actually really good.
Yeah, like, that's good.
I just made Corey watch this before we started. I know you two haven't seen it.
No, Jedi Fallen Order? I saw gameplay.
The gameplay from today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw gameplay of it. I just didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you're not going to watch the whole EA thing, that's probably the most valuable
it's
thing to watch.
It's the only important thing they talked about
good.
Today.
Hold
it
on.
Really is.
Hold on. Before we move on too quickly, I got to give a shout to El Toro. I'm sure I'll be back filling Corey's COD $100 pre-order. How's that COD coming, Corey?
Calls it COD.
Damn, Eltero and chat. See, that's what I love chat. It's a double-edged sword. Like, they know our lives so well. Like, the dude who said, you know, have fun on your camping trip, and now everybody can make fun of my purchases forever.
That means nothing for me. I didn't waste $100 on Call of Duty, so I can make fun of you all I want.
Take $10 from one hobo.
Johnson.
So we got gameplay for Jedi Fallen Order. So they showed roughly 15 minutes of gameplay. They like kind of did that thing where they're talking before it and they're like stretching out for time. I'm like, just show the game.
Yeah.
Show me Star Wars. And they did. And it's really good. As far as like what we saw, they do say it's alpha footage. Most of it looks really good, except we noticed the Wookiees look like shit.
Yeah, that was the one
which
thing.
Which is a problem because you're on the Wookiee planet. But
yeah.
It's early. It's alpha footage.
The Wookiees look like they came from the N64. Like, it was pretty bad. I mean, I guess Wookiees would be hard to render with all the hair.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be.
It's 2019. Fuck you, EA.
Yeah, yes.
That's not going to be the final render.
It's not the front of it. It's alpha footage. They're like, hey, we're still working on the fur. Everything else, though, we're not going to wait to show you this just because we don't have fur yet. So Jedi Fallen Order takes place just after Star Wars Episode 3. So just after Order 66 has been executed, all the Jedi are being murdered. And you play, now that I'm saying it, I didn't catch his fucking name. You play a Jedi.
I don't remember the name either.
Has grown from a Padawan. He's not a full grown Jedi at this point, as far as I could tell, but he's no longer a Padawan. I can't tell if this is an Xbox exclusive. Because the gameplay footage was all introduced with the Xbox logo, and it plays better on Xbox, and the Microsoft logo, and there is nothing about anything else. So, Don't know. I don't know. Yeah, maybe Microsoft just paid them to throw that in there.
Timed exclusive, probably.
Timed exclusive, maybe.
Because I didn't hear anything about it being exclusive the whole time.
Right. They never said anything. About,
yeah. Well, and then a lot of companies do put a lot of stock into E3. Mm-hmm. And now PlayStation isn't an option. So, I mean, in one way, because I'm sure they pay Microsoft to get part of their stage time.
Yeah.
And this was an EA thing, and I'm sure you're going to see another blip on the Microsoft stage show. It pretty much just confirms it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not obviously not going to walk step by step through this whole thing, but we'll kind of hit on some of the big points. So, the what they showed us, they said, is about 3 hours into the game. You're on Kashyyyk, which is the Wookiee planet, and you're basically going to save the Wookiees. The Stormtroopers have enslaved them all at this point and put them in prisons, and you're kind of on your way to go save them. So it is a third-person game. I'm just kind of going through my notes. I was just taking notes as I was watching. The music sounds like John Williams. So very I'm close. Very yeah. curious to actually see if it is John Williams that did this. And then speaking of just bringing in old Star Wars, the droid is quote-unquote voiced. Your droid is voiced by Ben Burtt, who did the voicing for R2-D2.
Oh, nice. Oh.
And for Darth Vader's breathing, and for, like, mm-hmm. all the droid sounds through most of the Star Wars movies. So, like, they brought him back to do the droids as well.
That's who nice.
Who is cute as fuck. Oh, my God. I want the plush. I want the pop. I want art. That little droid is so goddamn cute.
I was pretty glad to see that. I was most excited to see that this was going to be a legit video game movie, though. I think that... I think that was one of those
movie game
yeah
movie game
yeah
okay.
So it follows the canon, it's the story of the movies
Forrest Whitaker was actually in it.
Yes, Sol Guerrero makes an appearance.
A young version of, and it seems like he's a big part of the story.
They didn't get his eye right, though.
No, they made it normal.
They did not get the Forrest Whitaker eye. I'm bummed about it.
I almost didn't know it was him because of that.
It very much looks like a Respawn game because there's wall running, there's double jumping, which makes a lot of sense with the Force.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest things, and Corey and I were talking about this, that made me so excited is at one point you're walking through a dark room and he holds up his lightsaber and uses it like a fucking flashlight.
Yeah.
Like, so why smart. Have I never seen this before? This is fucking genius.
40 years of Star Wars and I've never seen a Jedi use it as a damn flashlight. It makes so much sense. I'd be using it to light cigarettes, like start a fire. Like,
pause cigar.
Yeah, I got it.
I just have not seen that, and it was a genius move to
me. It was.
I don't know if they've actually used it like that before, but it was new to
Galaxy
me and I was excited.
Brain. 100%.
So
someone listening is going to be like, actually on Rebels.
There was a
Pocket Asians in chat saying they've done that before, so...
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
But whatever, let me be excited.
I'm sorry, Emma. Is it hard when someone's being, when you're excited and someone's trying to ruin it for you?
Yes.
Is it hard for you?
No.
Yeah.
Jeez. You wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand, Webb, okay?
David dropping truth bombs.
So a lot of this and a lot of what was exciting was focused on the combat, and the combat in this game looks really good.
Oh,
like, it
yeah.
looks like there's, like Game Over Gray was saying, looks like there's weight to it. And it actually does. Like, it looks like there's weight to it. You can throw your lightsaber. Some of the great things, they show a lot of using the Force. So, like, you pull somebody to you with the Force and you shove your lightsaber through his chest.
And you whisper into his ear, like, the Lannisters send their regards.
I like how we went two different ways. You went the Lannisters, I said Hell
Hydra. Well, like, when you watch the animation, watch it. He pulls him and then, like, pulls him into it. And you can see, like, there's a moment. Yeah, there's a moment where he's like, I just killed you.
Well, and then there's other parts where, like, he force pulls somebody, and then he throws that enemy into somebody else, and that's how he knocks them down. But the bigger enemies, you know, you run into a higher tier enemy later on, and you force pull him, and he fights against it. And, like, he's resisting it. So there is some of that in there where, like, you can't, that's not, like, a one-punch kind of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So the tougher enemies can resist that.
Oh, but that one part.
Oh!
There was a sick part in here. It was straight John Wick style. So you can kind of slow time. I think the thing was to show how you could kind of combine your abilities.
Yeah.
Because, there's a stormtrooper. He shoots a firebolt at you. Obviously, it's going to miss, right?
A little blaster bolt.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming. He slows time, grabs him, pulls him to you, and then puts him in front of his own blaster bolt. So the dude shot himself.
Right. So it's like the scene in Force Awakens when Kylo stops just the blaster bolt.
Oh,
except imagine that he took somebody and threw them into the blaster bolt while it was stopped.
It was pretty sick.
Yeah.
It was fucking incredible. I was yelling.
This is just like, now that I've seen the trailer, it's confirmed. This is the spiritual successor of The Force Unleashed. The Force Unleashed was seemed a little more arcadey, but it was probably due to the restrictions of its time.
Yep.
It was limited by the technology of its time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now it looks better. It's a different company, but same principle. You just get to be a really OD Jedi and go through waves of minions. There's like boss fights, and you know,
and like this is what I want. This is what I wanted Battlefront to be. Like, I didn't want like a multiplayer, like you play stormtroopers and I play Jedi and we shoot each other. Like, that's never what I wanted. I wanted a Star Wars story to play through. And it just looks really good. Your droid is called BD-1, stands for Buddy Droid 1. He's very cute.
He's like the new Porg.
He looks like he's going to be, I would imagine he's going to be your inventory. He's like your health, like he gives you stim packs. He changes color, like his lights change color depending on your health. So when you get low on health, he turns red. And then he can give you stim packs. They did talk about when you do that, you're defenseless. So you can't, you know, you got to be careful about doing it in the middle of a battle. Because you can't do anything about that. Which, I wonder if you could slow time and then do it.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing. There's a skill tree. So, like, the more you do, the more skills that you get. And then, like, your double jump is a skill. Your ability to slow time is a skill. Like, these things that you kind of have to level up different powers.
Can you upgrade the droid?
I don't know.
Because that'd be cool if you could upgrade the droid and, like, carry more items. Mm-hmm. Or give him, like, the ability to where, like, if you need to heal, you can give him, like, a shield that he could throw up.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd be curious to see that.
Chat's kind of onto something I agree with. Steven says that the Force Unleashed combat seemed a lot smoother, and it was. Like, it seemed flawless and very fluid, where in this one it did feel a little, like, clunkier and slow. But then in chat, CDFJ, Jay Giz from Capital Fight, says that it seems more like an update to Jedi Knight, or I think it was Jedi Academy, than the Force Unleashed, which... That's actually very true. And in the trailer, we did get to see some minor aspects of, like, puzzle platforming, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to an extent. There was a little bit where, like, it looked like you had a couple different directions you could go, and you had to figure out, like, what you could force push to make a bridge, you know, small things like that. A little bit of, like, climbing, a little bit of finding things like that. But it doesn't look like it's going to be, like, a big part of it, just one of those that, you know, you kind of have to think to get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a bit of a detour in there. So there was a lot. One of my other favorite parts of the combat is going along with your ability to kind of not necessarily slow time, but slow certain things in the environment. Is there's a section, kind of I think the last one of the last bits of combat they do, where you're kind of the guy's kind of getting overrun. There's like five stormtroopers and one of the big guys, and he can't really seem to get a handle on something because every time he goes for one guy, he gets shot by somebody else. He stops the big guy, and he focuses his slow ability on that one guy, freezes him. Takes out all the other guys, and then by the time he unfreezes, he's done with the stormtroopers and he can focus on just that one guy. That's so, like, if you're getting overwhelmed in a fight, you can take out the one that you need to focus on, get everybody else, and then go back to that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Which was, I really liked that.
That'd be handy in Spider-Man.
I wrote that in all caps on here.
I really like that!
It says, you can freeze single enemies to focus on others!
Yeah.
Slowed the stormtrooper, pulled him into his own. Swimming confirmed. Always very important.
That's good.
Oh, the droid can kind of scan things. And they were talking after the gameplay, they kind of talked about, you know, you can scan, quote unquote, things in the environment. You can use force echoes to see, like, the last moments of somebody's life, which you kind of see in the gameplay as well. But your droid can kind of scan things in the environment, and that'll give you more lore for the world around you. So the more you explore, like most games, the more you explore, the more you kind of find things like that.
Explore for lore.
Explore, but, like, the lore is capitalized.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Trademark. Don't fucking use that. It's mine.
Oh, no. I thought that was weird. I'd never seen that as a force ability either, Curtis. Is that,
Force,
like,
echo?
A thing? Yeah, force echo. Because he walked up to a dead corpse, basically, like, put his hand out and was able to hear his final words and, like,
Season
how he passed.
Season 4, episode 3 of Rebels.
You can learn that type of stuff from the Force, but not from a Jedi.
That's like some dark side stuff.
That's some Sith stuff, bro.
Oh, yeah. And because it was bothering me the entire time, the face actor for this is Cameron Moynihan, played the Joker on Gotham. I couldn't fucking figure out. I'm like looking at him, and I'm like, why do I know you? Why do I know that face? It's Cameron Moynihan, if anybody was curious.
I was gonna bug
Nobody was curious, but it bugged me. Because I thought it was that, what's that guy with the eyebrows? He's got like the
broker
I'll
from
show
Guardians.
You later. No, okay. I'll show you later.
Oh, that
the
dude.
Kid from I just watched
that movie.
You know what? We'll talk about this later. It's not important. Anyway,
the best
Force Awakens or not Force Awakens? Jedi Fallen Order was really the only thing that mattered today. Honestly, like, nothing else fucking mattered.
There was some other stuff.
There was, like, not.
I would say, okay, go ahead.
The Apex stuff.
So we got Apex. It was pretty useless. Apex, we're getting a new player.
Yeah, a new hero. Or a new whatever.
Legend? Champion.
Legend. Champion.
Yeah.
How is, it seems like it's kind of, does it seem like it is EA Play worthy of an announcement?
No, and that's, so the whole EA, or the whole Apex thing, like, I'm looking at my notes on this. I have all these notes on, like, what they talked about, and my last bullet point is this didn't need to be an E3 conference. So, kind of, we'll just go in order of what they talked about. So, they talked about Legendary Hunt, which I think is the Elite Queue, but I couldn't quite place where that was. So, basically, Apex has another queue now. They have what's called an Elite Queue. So, if you're playing a game and you end in top five, if you're in the top five players, at the end of that game, you get put into a separate queue with other players who place top five in their games.
Yeah.
And then you all play against them, and you end up in this, like, really, the idea is, like, a really high-tier, high-skill battle. And then you get, that's, like, a whole new thing there. They talked about a new weapon, the L-Star, whatever.
What does,
like,
it do?
So it's a gold weapon, which means you can only get it in drops.
Yeah.
And it comes fully kitted out. 60 rounds in a clip. It uses experimental ammo. Like, it looks like a good gun, but I don't particularly care about guns that you can only get in drops because they happen so infrequently.
Well, for you, I mean, if you're actually one of those people who goes and fights for every crate, I
play Lifeline, so I'm dropping crates like nobody's goddamn business.
You don't get golds in those.
You don't?
No.
I swear to God, I've gotten like
maybe
shotgun
once every millennia, but no, you have to go for those big ones because then you're guaranteed a gold.
And then it's just like there was a lot of stuff they talked about, but they wouldn't show. They talked about, they're like, we have all these new skins for this character, this character, this character. They only showed Caustic, and then I was like, are they gonna show? And then they moved on. I was like, okay, I guess you're gonna talk about it and not show it. They were like, we have two brand new hop-ups, but they wouldn't say what they were.
Okay.
They were like, maybe one of them will make the Mozambique usable. Like, then fucking show it. Like, if you're at E3, what is the point of you announcing something that you're not going to show?
Right.
Do we think this was it then, though? Or, like, will there be more information on one of the other stage shows, we think?
Why would it? Why wouldn't it be on the EA one?
I don't know.
Hang on. I'm looking at the notes, and I see dragons.
That's, yes. So that is at the end, and I was going in order.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it difficult for you when people jump ahead?
Okay. It is. You wouldn't understand, David, okay? You just don't get it. It's very hard for me.
Spicy.
Yeah, so they talked about how they acknowledged that the Season 1 Battle Pass was underwhelming. Like, that's the word they use. They acknowledged that it was underwhelming. There wasn't enough content. Which
no
was like,
shit.
Okay, and then they didn't really show a whole lot, but whatever.
Not enough to save the game. Definitely, like, from what I've seen.
All I wanted was a new map. I'm like, if you're not going to show me a new map, what the fuck? Like, I don't care.
Why are you even here? Why are you even at E3?
I want to make it easier. Don't even, just change the existing map somehow.
Well, they talked about they have map events that are coming in Season 2.
Thank you.
And that, I imagine, is going to be, but they wouldn't say what it was.
Well, good. Like, that's good. You kind of want them to do the Fortnite where it's, like, mysterious and cool.
So they showed a brief clip of what looks like dragons.
See,
like,
there
what
we
looks
go
like a giant fucking dragon. And then, like, just shut to black and, like, didn't say anything about it. So the new, but to get into the big announcement was Watson. Watson is the new hero.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever she is, the new champion.
Legend.
She is support. Her special is force fields, so you can lay down, like, these nodes, and you have 12 nodes, which I'm already telling you, they're going to nerf that real quick. 12 is way too
many.
That's
a lot.
You
can cover a lot of openings with these.
You can. So the force field looks like it does damage to the enemy. It looks like it slows them down, but they can move through it. They can shoot through it.
Yeah.
But it turns off for your teammates and things like that. So she can make force fields. She can place these fences. When an enemy does go through it, it pings your entire team with their location.
Nice.
Which I thought was a nice feature.
Yeah.
And her ult, I'm not entirely sure I understand entirely what it does. It's an interception pylon. So basically she puts this thing down, and it's permanent. It is not timed. It is permanent until somebody destroys it. And it looks like it takes out incoming arc stars. It takes out grenades. It looked like it took out a Bangalore ult. It looked like there was just a lot that it looked like it did. It looked like it helped your, I think it helps your team's tactical if you're all near it. Like, it helps helps charge them up. And then her passive is that if you use an ultimate accelerant, it immediately takes you to 100.
Dang.
So for everybody else, an ultimate accelerant is 20%. For her, it immediately takes you to 100.
Okay.
Whether you're at 99% or you're at 1%. And so they made the joke on, they're like, does this mean, so what, Lifeline users aren't going to be hoarding all of the ultimate accelerants the entire game?
Yeah.
And they said, they're like, that's part of why we did it, because nobody else was using them.
Yeah. No, they're just, you ping it and tell your Lifeline, like, hey, pick this shit up.
Yeah. So yeah, there was a whole lot. It charges your team's shields. When you're around her ult, all of your shields get charged.
Okay.
Hey. Which I thought was a really good one. Destroys bombs, throwables, ultimate accelerant. That's all I said. Dragons. I said no new map. What the fuck? And then I said this didn't need to be an E3 conference.
So you did talk a little bit about the characters. So they're patting themselves on the back for this new groundbreaking character.
Oh, that little, okay. So there was a line in there. They're talking about the design of the character, and there was a line. I don't know if this is what the guy meant to say. It's what he meant to say. And he's talking about how they designed her, and they're like, "Well, she's a scientist, and she works with all this electricity. So we wanted to give her these big safety gear. We wanted to make her have rubber gloves, but we wanted to still have that silhouette." And I'm like, "You still wanted her to be a skinny white girl? Just say you still wanted her to be skinny." And they're like, "We still wanted that silhouette, but we also wanted her to look." I'm like, "You wanted her to be skinny. Stop patting yourselves in the back for this."
I was picking up like Brigitte vibes because they showed like a little cinematic, and she has like the father who was like an engineer, and she's like an engineering prodigy.
Well, and that's what kind of what's supposed to go into a bit of the lore on this is that her father invented the ring. So the ring that closes in on you.
It's the same technology she's using. Right.
And so she grew up with all the legends. So I'm kind of curious to see just like her voice lines and like her interactions with everybody, because like everybody loves her, because they all, like, she was like their kid sister. They all grew up in the championship together.
Yeah.
Or she did, at least when they were older and like she was a kid.
Now she's going to go kill them.
So I guess that there's going to be a little bit of lore that goes in there. That's what I said. I was like, and now you're just all going to walk out and kill each
Murder
other.
Murder each other. Yeah.
It's weird.
So wholesome. Work.
There was nothing else major.
EA, no, right? Battlefield 5 came on and they showed a shit ton of new maps. They talked a little bit about Chapter 4. FIFA and Madden 20 came on. They could have shown FIFA and Madden 19. It would have been the same presentation.
To you.
It would have been the same presentation.
You don't know.
FIFA didn't even have gameplay footage. I'm like, how do you not have gameplay? But this is the same game you make every single year and you don't change anything. They showed, I think the one thing they showed is like a new free kick system, which, whatever. Madden, at the very least, had gameplay footage.
Was there anything cool with Sims 4? Because that was free just recently.
Yeah, Sims 4 was free for a hot minute. So Sims 4 talked about, I didn't put it in these notes, they're on my phone. Sims 4 announced a new expansion pack, which everybody got really excited for, called the Island Living.
Okay.
And there's like a whole bunch of stuff you can do in there. Like they actually put a career in there where you clean the beach, which is like its own, like, an ecologist.
Good.
Like, that's topical.
Good.
They got rid
of all the plastic straws in the stores too.
Yes.
Yep.
The only important part is that there are mermaids in this. You can be a mermaid.
That's awesome.
So people are very excited about that. Although I saw, and then they kind of teased a game pack called, I believe, Realm of Magic. And I think one of the top comments on that on Twitter was, my fucking Sim is going to be a magician before she gets a university degree. Because people are mad that it's been this long and they still don't have Sims 4 University.
Wow.
They announced a new partnership with the It Gets Better project, which is a Pride project kind of a thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
So they're going to have Pride objects in the game that you can buy, and that goes to the It Gets Better charity. A new stuff pack with a new career in it. But, you know, I mean, Sims stuff.
Yeah.
If you're into Sims, there's actually kind of the Island Living thing is really good to kind of go and check out. I won't buy it because their expansions are like $40, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But I'll get it in 2 years when it goes on sale.
I guess overall EA play a little underwhelming. Overwhelming?
100% underwhelming.
Well, what did they bring last year to the table that was like better? I think maybe this is just kind of average.
I don't know that it was like worse than last year. It was just underwhelming in general.
Yeah.
I think it's just probably par for the course for EA because they can't announce a lot of big stuff because most of the big stuff is reserved for the stage conferences during the stage presentations during the actual event. So EA Play is kind of like a like a pre-party. Let's get you hyped. Yeah. Let's get you ready. Let's get you in the
for
zone.
For stuff you already knew has been coming out for like 6 months to many, many years.
Because right.
I think last year the big thing was Anthem.
Yeah.
That was it. I was like, what was EA? EA was Anthem, and it was like right after. It was the first thing that they'd had after their big controversy with Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to see more of, I'm sure, Jedi.
When did the Diablo thing happen?
That was Blizzard. BlizzCon.
That was BlizzCon.
And yeah. In November.
Oh, man. So. Crazy news coming out of that, too, we should probably talk about before the end, because it happened after our last show. Yeah. And now,
well, the StarCraft thing?
No, the Overwatch thing.
Overwatch 2.
Overwatch 2.
Oh, that is the StarCraft thing.
Okay. Well, explain it then. How's
well, because they canceled the StarCraft FPS to focus on Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2.
Allegedly, yeah. Okay, yeah. So there was a little bit more to it. But so, yeah, there's leak. I don't know who broke the news, but Overwatch, they're saying, is going to have player versus environment.
Yeah, so like a campaign.
Yeah, campaign that
that's
we all
I want.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing else really known that's about great. It.
Yeah.
But they're saying it could be announced as soon as BlizzCon.
That's pretty exciting. That's in a couple months.
Huge.
So,
that's in November.
Yeah,
it's in that's in 7 months.
Damn.
It's March. It's what?
It's June.
June. June. July, August, September, October, November. It's 5 months. Well, learning to count. So that is the closing music, everybody. So to close this out, let's talk about a few things that we can expect in the next couple of days. By the time you're listening to this podcast, most of these things may have come to fruition or not.
You know what? Maybe we should just publish it immediately.
Oh, we could just
why
publish
not?
It immediately.
E3 season, man. Yeah. We got to be on top of it.
There we go. So we're publishing this immediately. So we're going to go ahead and just ignore the past 15 seconds of everything I just said. What we can expect from the next couple of days coming out of E3. Halo Infinite gameplay.
Yeah.
14 new games from Microsoft's game studios, including Ninja Theory's new game, Bleeding Edge. Info on Xbox Next Gen, but probably not any hard specs. Free Borderlands 2 DLC that will set the stage for Borderlands 3. New From Software game with George R.R. Martin, Elden Ring. Ni No Kuni remaster.
All right. That's what we've been waiting for.
Did I nail that?
You did.
Nino boom! Watch Dogs Legion. Ubisoft's confirmed this after the leak.
And it's not in here, but it is, you know, Gears has officially, even before the stage show tomorrow, Gears 5 has been confirmed for fall 2019 release because there's a big-ass poster right out front E3.
So there you go.
So Gears 5 is coming fall 2019.
Dang.
All right, everybody. Well, that is our first of many shows on E3. It's E3 season. This is going live. If you guys are listening to the podcast and you guys have not checked us out on Twitch, check us out. twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We live record these episodes and then do a little after show after the fact. If you are listening to the show on Twitch but have not checked us out on the podcast, go ahead and re-listen to everything you just did over on iTunes, Spotify.
And older episodes.
And older episodes.
Undersell it.
Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can get podcasts, go ahead and go check that out. We would love a 5-star rating on iTunes. We are 100 ratings and all 5 stars.
That's pretty good.
That sounds like a challenge for somebody to come in and give us a 1-star.
Oh, it will be. It's going to be you.
Yeah, it'll probably be Emma's guys. You know, we're like
a
really...
You think I would take the time to rate us?
Yes, I think you would.
We're
to
like
give us a 1-star.
That kind of time?
We're pretty much a really good Uber driver.
Like yeah, we're a really good Uber driver.
If you see us pop up on the feed, you're like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good ride. Cool.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back more this week with more E3. For Emma Skies. No. Hang on.
Wait, is that not her name anymore?
I'm going to rewind. Oh. No, not Emma Skies. Because we're publishing this right now, we can talk about Monday, June 10th. Living Comics and Coffee. Yeah. Pokemon Trivia Night. It is our third trivia that we are doing. Mm-hmm. So come check us out. Pokemon themed in honor of Pikachu Detective. Pikachu the Detective that came out a few
months
ago.
Starring
Brian Reynolds. That was the Blue Lantern.
What did you say about a few beers before you came?
I had some. That is it. That's our show, everybody. Thank you guys so much for watching/listening. From the Sky, Corey Vincent, Curtis Fisher. I'm the real David Webb that just banged his elbow. We'll see you next time.